Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Georgia inaugurated a new president on November 17th. 44-year-old philosopher and former university rector Georgi Margvelashvili. He has pledged to strengthen Georgia's ties with the West and maintain its commitment to NATO. During his inauguration speech, President Margvelashvili promised to govern in the interest of every Georgian. As president, I will serve each of you. For every Georgian citizen, I will be a guarantee of defending their rights. Despite different political views, we are united in one aim, a peaceful, united, democratic, and developed Georgia, Margvelashvili said. President Barack Obama congratulated Georgia, noting that the inauguration of President Margvelashvili marks the first time in Georgia a presidential transition has taken place as the result of a peaceful, democratic election. The path to Inauguration Day, said President Obama, was marked by the contributions of many distinguished political leaders over the past 20 years, including President Mikhail Saakashvili and Prime Minister Bidzina Ivanishvili, who have both played a vital role in strengthening Georgia's democratic institutions, together with civil society and the people of Georgia. We appreciate what these two leaders have accomplished during their respective tenures and look forward to working with their successors to continue the strong and deep bonds that the United States and Georgia have enjoyed for over 20 years. Georgia is making significant progress in consolidating democratic institutions, including through its promotion of women's participation in public life, and is moving forward on the path to fulfilling its Euro-Atlantic aspirations. The United States calls on all of Georgia's political leaders to work together and continue to work with civil society to build on this achievement.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. If you have a comment, please write to Editorials, VOA, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. You may also comment and view all our current editorials at the VOA Editorials homepage, www.voanews.com/editorials.